Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
You know that.
Singer-songwriter Alice Smith was in Washington this week for the inauguration. Who wasn't? And it's where she grew up, blocks from the Capitol building and on a little farm in Georgia. If Alice Smith is a soul singer, it's her own soul, her own style. And this hour, we'll hear it. This hour, On Point, we're in the studio with Alice Smith. You can join the conversation. Have you caught up with Alice Smith? Do you know the singer HipHop.com calls the most refreshing musical landscape to emerge in years? What do you think? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Joining me now in our studio is Alice Smith. Entertainment Weekly calls her one of the 10 most exciting artists right now. Nominated for a Grammy in 2007 for Best Urban or Alternative Performance, her well-received debut album, For Lovers, Dreamers, and Me, got its name from Kermit the Frog's The Rainbow Connection, no less. She's with us today along with guitarist Tom Lubbe. Alice Smith, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Kermit the Frog, for heaven's sake. Are you kidding? Yeah, you'll take it wherever it comes from, I guess.
You know, wherever you can get it.
Sounds just wonderful.
Yeah.
You were in Washington this week. There has been a lot. There was a lot of singing going on there. And on the day, inauguration day, you had a ticket in hand. You were in the stands.
I was on the ground.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the ground.
Right.
Yes, in front of Cicely Tyson.
Woo, okay.
Yeah.
In the good seats
in
there.
In the good seats.
Did it make you feel like singing?
No, it was too cold.
Right.
Too cold, but it was beautiful.
Washington is hometown for you. Have you ever seen it like we've all seen
Never.
It this week?
Mm-mm.
How would you describe that feeling?
It was totally different and full of people, and everybody was in a good mood except for people who were working.
right.
They were not happy. And it was just packed, but it was good. It was really good. I enjoyed myself. I was so glad I made it. The whole time I was like, I'm not going. I can't believe I have to go. Because there's so many people. It's
right.
going to be so cold.
Too big to miss.
But it was too big to miss, yeah.
There was Aretha Franklin right up there on the podium. We'll talk about that. Queen of Soul there. Here you are. You're one of these wonderful singers who kind of eludes all of these categories. People want to say Alice Smith is R&B, Alice Smith is soul, Alice Smith, I mean, you name it, but you've got kind of everything going on here. We quoted hiphop.com. It's wonderful. They said the most refreshing musical landscape. They make you a whole landscape. But the whole quote was the strangest, most refreshing landscape
yeah.
to emerge in years.
Nice.
Hey, you're a whole horizon, Alice.
Hey, man. I'm working on it. That's my interest, horizons.
But I guess you just don't feel constrained by any label. You want to sing it in whatever direction inspiration takes you.
Well, yeah, I want to. I think we all want to. I think that sometimes I've had a hard time because I can't really do it any other way.
Pigeonholed
I can't,
one way.
Yeah. I've never really been too good at doing things I didn't want to do.
Let's hear what you do like to do.
I like to sing. I like to sing. I like to write. I like to listen. I like to sleep. I like to eat a lot.
a little Bjork we hear as inspiration, and a little Eartha Kitt. We'll talk about those later, but let us hear you. Tom's here with his wonderful guitar. You're here with your wonderful voice. There's a song, Gary's song, off For Lovers, Dreamers, and Me. Could you tell us about it and dive in?
It's a song I wrote. I actually don't know exactly what it's about. It's just kind of stream of consciousness type of song.
Let's hear it.
We'll do it for you.
Great.
Okay.
Alice Smith. Alice Smith with us live in the studio with Gary's song from her album For Lovers, Dreamers, and Me. Tom Lube there on guitar. Thanks, Tom. Alice, that's beautiful. That's lovely. Thank you so much. That's just great.
Thank you.
You know, you didn't do this as a girl exactly. You sort of decided as a 20-something to make singing your life. That sounds like it takes courage. I mean, how did you come to that at that point?
I was waiting tables, and I didn't want to do that anymore.
And you knew you could sing because?
And I knew I could sing.
How?
Well, I had been singing probably, I started the end of school, the end of college.
College in New York, at Fordham there, you'd come
Fordham
up from
University.
Washington.
Mm-hmm. I was, I don't know, my senior year, I was 20 or something, 19.
Did someone say it to you, Alice, you should be a singer, or did you say it to yourself?
No, I just, it kind of just happened. I was always singing around, but I never really thought about it, and a friend of mine, we met a DJ, and he had a friend, and she said, you know, my friend said, oh, mm-hmm. she can sing. I don't even know why she said that. And he said, oh, I have a friend who's a singer, and she comes here. I think she needs backup. And then I started singing backup, and then I started that way. But then I left school, and then I was working tables,
yeah.
And then I turned 25, and I said, oh.
25, and then you took the plunge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now you're off in Paris and London. And
yes.
You're in Boston right now, living the big life. That's just great.
Yeah.
Is it? Do you like it? Are you glad? Are you glad you took that fork in the road?
Yes.
And do you see it for life?
Yes.
This is it.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to sing.
I'm going to sing, yes.
And we're going to hear it in this hour. It's wonderful to have you right here. It's a good break from everything we've been in the middle of, and a kind of celebration of it, too. Alice Smith is with us, wonderful singer-songwriter. We'll go out with Desert Song from her album For Lovers, Dreamers, and Me. Guitarist Tom Lubbe with us here as well. Listeners, you can join the conversation. Have you caught up with Alice Smith? Are you ready for a new kind of soul that sounds like whatever that soul, her soul, feels? We're at 1-800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with singer, songwriter, rising star, Alice Smith, out there singing her own kind of soul. And it's just great. Silver Bells right there, off the album The Hotel Cafe Presents Winter Songs. And she's got her own way of coming at it all. And it's just beautiful. She's in the studio with us this hour, along with guitarist Tom Lubbe. You can join the conversation. What do you think? What's your question on coming up the ladder these days? Is this a new sound for the Obama era? What did you think of Aretha at the inauguration? Are you ready for a new generation? What do you hear in the sound of Alice Smith? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Let's get a call from Keith in Suffolk, Virginia. Keith, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. How you doing today?
We're good. What do you hear, Keith?
Hey, basically, I'm hearing a lot of soul, a lot of personality, and I'm definitely digging Alice Smith. She is everything that I love in music, and the biggest part is that no one can categorize her, and I think that's good because that takes off the limits as to what she can do with her music personally and just her life personally.
She's digging you right back, Keith. Alice Smith has a big smile on you. That's just her word. That's just her line.
Hello.
Yes, Alice, hi, Alice.
I've never talked to anybody on the radio before.
I've never talked to anybody on the radio myself.
Oh. Good.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Just with everything that's going on politically in the world, it's refreshing to hear someone who is genuine and true. I have two girls, and that's one thing I try to teach them is to be themselves, and you encompass that, Alice. Hey, I mean, I was listening to how, you know, all of a sudden in your 20s, you decide to become something, and that's very powerful to me.
Yeah.
Keith, while we've got you, let me ask you, I'm going to ask Alice the same thing. What did you think of Aretha? Maybe we're moving to a new generation here. There was the Queen of Soul at inauguration. She told Larry King that she wasn't that happy with her own performance. She said it was too cold out there, and it was tough to make it through. Everybody saw the big hat. What a bow. Wow. What'd you think, Keith, of Aretha in Washington on inauguration day?
I think that was typical Aretha. I watched the interview with her the night before, and she was answering critics concerning her personal style. And really, she said she doesn't give really a flying care about what people think about her style. But as far as her music, it's Aretha. I mean, nothing more I can say about that. She's awesome.
Keith, thanks for calling. Let's listen to just a little bit of that. Here it was on the steps of the Capitol building, looking out over those millions of people on Inauguration Day for Barack Obama. Here's And the Country. Here's Aretha Franklin with My Country, Tis of Thee.
My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty.
Aretha Franklin in Washington on Inauguration Day. She told Larry King, she said, I was delighted and thrilled to be there, but, oh, that was hard. She said, yesterday in that cold, she said, Mother Nature was not very kind to me. It by no means was my standard. I was not happy with it. I was still blessed to be able to pretty much just sing the melody, said the Queen of Soul. Alice, you were there. You were listening. You were watching. You were in the same cold. What do you think as a singer of...
I agree.
Tough on Aretha's vocal cords.
I agree.
There.
Yeah, I noticed it. Yeah, but it's, you know, you're breathing. It's freezing cold air.
That's right. And she didn't just walk out and sing. She'd been sitting out there along with everyone else
freezing.
For some time.
You asked me if I felt like singing, and I said no.
not in that temperature. not in there.
But I would have felt the exact same way that she did. Just happy to do it.
Well, she pulled it off.
Of course she pulled it off. I mean,
in that great big arena. Let's go to Lynn in New Haven, Connecticut. Hi, Lynn. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi.
I was down at the inauguration. I was blessed to be there, and I heard Aretha, and she sounded to me wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, she sounded really, really good, and she has a very soulful style. When I hear her, I think soul. When I hear Alice Smith, she has something. I don't know, else. It sounds really, really great, but it's like a combination. I guess maybe it's the new sound that's out now. It's not as soulful, but it's beautiful. And I think that's the difference between the old soul and the new soul. It's not as stamped as it was maybe back in the 70s and the 80s.
Lynn, I love it. Alice Smith, how about it? I mean, you resist the label of soul, but you certainly don't resist soulfulness. How do you think about it? Are we just in the process of evolution here?
It's not. I don't sing kind of what she was saying. It's not that I sing soul music. It's not the genre. It's not a genre that I sing. I sing, you know, all kinds of things, and I put them together. But, I think when people say soul to me about me, it's just about the fact that I try to be as honest as I can, and really just whatever I hear inside or I feel like I want to do, I try to do it. You know, it doesn't matter if it comes out perfect or not to me.
You've got a song on the album, speaking of honesty, a song called Fake is the New Real. And I wanted to ask you about that. It's right on this theme. This is from For Lovers, Dreamers, and Me, written by Imani Coppola and Alex Elena, sung by Alice Smith. Fake is the New Real. There's a kind of allegation in there. Let's hear some of the song.
Rock and roll is dead. The girls and boys from the Mickey Mouse Club locked it in the head. TV makes people so tired, bored as a bird on a wire. I check the pulse and I light a match And then I set the telly on. I set the telly on fire. Tell me, what's the deal? Tell me, what's the deal? 'Cause it really seems to me bonafide is a whole deal. Fake is the new real.
Alice Smith with Fake is the New Real. The New York Times says she's got a bluesy voice, can be steamy or sleepy or heated or tart. Fake is the New Real. You didn't write this one, Alice, but you sing it with gusto. Who are you after here? What are you talking about? Everybody in pop music today? What?
Oh, no, just a general idea that I think culturally a lot in the last few years, it's just kind of been, certainly in the music industry, we could talk about that because it's what I'm in. It's just kind of hard for people to be themselves.
Why is that? We can hear it. There's a formulaic quality to so much that's at the top of the charts. That means people are going for it. But why are people, I guess that's why they're singing it, but how do we, what are we locked in here?
Money and greed.
But it wasn't always that way.
No. Well, I mean, you know, it's bad for people at record labels because I think it just used to be so much more fun. But it's all corporate and, you know, everybody's trying to make the numbers and...
Why can't the real make the numbers? There was a time when it did and it still does sometimes. I'm hoping...
Because the people generally who are making the decisions about it aren't really interested in music. The people who were kind of got pushed out, that's what I think.
You get into a kind of a cycle. Let's go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and Dan. Dan, you're on the air.
Hello, Tom.
Hi.
Alice, I just wanted to let you know you have a beautiful, lulling sound to your voice.
Thank you.
And I'd like to echo what one of the last callers said, in that it's kind of difficult to pinpoint you into a certain style. It's almost like you're the perfect combination of country, pop, soul, jazz, and I imagine you could handle just about any singing situation that you wanted to. It's very pretty to hear.
Thank you.
Hey, it's all smiles here again, Dan. That's great. And some Augusta, Georgia in there from Alice's Grandma's Farm. We'll talk about that. Two influences that you've talked about. Surprising, in a way, Bjork and Eartha Kitt. Here's Bjork, Human Behavior, 1993. Okay, there's a girl right out of Iceland who does it her own way, and you're rolling your eyes with pleasure as you listen to it. I want to put another track on here. Just let's get them back to back and hear how you dance with them. she died not long ago after a long life and a very prominent cat woman and all the rest. Here's Eartha Kitt, 1953, Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Okay, there's a pair. Alice Smith listening to a couple of her big influences. Eartha Kitt, Curvy, Santa Yummy, Baby. Bjork, all her own, idiosyncratic. How did you pick up on these? What do they say to you?
Well, Bjork I started listening to when I was, in high school and... She was very, intense. It was an intense thing, And I think that's what appealed to me. And I always felt like she was just so, her voice, just vocally, is amazing to
and
me.
And Eartha?
And Eartha is just so, just everything. Just so, she was just really cool,
Let's hear you, Dream, from Lovers, Dreamers, and Me with Tom Lubey here on guitar. Could you sing it for us?
When I wake up in the morning time, I my side. I think about the nights we had before. Wanna give you this and more, let you know I truly adore you. Being with you, loving you, this way is so sweet. Why you kiss me and make my knees go weak. We could be forever happy through rain or whatever. Never gonna take the fantasy away from you. I need to be everything you see in your dream. It seems to me you'll never find another lover good as I to give you all that you need. And I'll be there to love you each and every night and all through the day, 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 day. There was a time I didn't have you around. Back in them days, my heart never made a sound. Now it's beating loud, my head's in the clouds. Never doubted I'm always be down to hang around you. You're making me feel so good inside. The way I feel when you're loving me makes me wanna cry. Off this trim for the thing you do, you made my love dream come true. You're moving me to tell you that I love you. I need to be everything you see in your dream. And I'll be there to love you each and every night and all through the day. To love you each and every night and all through the. I'll be there to love you each and every night and all through the. I'll be there to love you each and every night and all. I'll be there to love you each and every night and all through the. I'll be there to love you each and every night and all through the day. I'll be there to love you each and every.
Wow, we're burning up the studio with Alice Smith and Dream, Tom LeBay on guitar. My goodness, thank you. You didn't have to do all that at the end, but you did. And I appreciate
it. It's the song, you know.
It's
I wrote
great.
It.
Wow, you wrote it. You bring it every time. Really? Even here, even now. Holy smokes, that's great. That is just great. You're right out there. A love song, and you're giving it everything.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know how to ask this. 20 seconds before the break. Are men afraid? You're beautiful. The voice is beautiful. Are men afraid to get close to a singer who may turn around and turn it into a song like that? Huh?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, they have been, yeah. They have been.
Wow. Fantastic. And we're going to hear more. Wonderful to have you here. Alice Smith. The album is For Lovers, Dreamers, and me, Tom LeBay, with us in the studio on guitar, and wonderful guitar at that. Thank you, Tom. Listeners, you can join us. What's your word, your question for Alice Smith? Do you hear Alice crossing lines? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. out with her, Woodstock. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
I can't wait to get out and play. Walk down those city streets, laughing at all those city creeps. And I got a lot to organize, got a lot of thinking to do. Another day that's gonna be out, another day the sky will be blue. Spend 10 days in Woodstock, taking it easy. So would you please excuse me, cause I'm feeling quite sad.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We are in the studio today and happy to be with singer-songwriter, rising star, Alice Smith, out there singing her own kind of soul. And you hear it with Do I right behind us from her album For Lovers, Dreamers, and Me. Guitarist Tom Lubay is with us in the studio as well, helping us go live today. And you can join us, 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. What do you hear in the sound of Alice Smith? Is this an Obama-era sound? She said during the break, she was at inauguration, she was screaming. Obama stole her voice, she takes it all back, she says. Not really, not really. You can join us, 800-423-TALK. You look at the reviews, what, the Washington Post says, a marvelous sorta soul chanteuse with a terrific range, four octaves, and at least twice as many singing styles. And Alice, I look around here, what people say about you. I mean, the comparisons are all over the place. Norah Jones, Alicia Keys, Fiona Apple, Billie Holiday. Listeners, what do you think? Let's go to Josh in Boston. Josh, you're on the air with Alice.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
I was first introduced to Alice's music about a year ago. A friend of mine made a hip-hop mixtape, and we were on a road trip, and we put it in the car. And two of your songs were right in the middle of a lot of very upbeat hip-hop dance music, and I kind of stopped the tape, and I looked at my friend and said, what is this? And she said, Alice Smith, and my reaction was, who is Alice Smith? And we listened to your songs, and she said, what do you think? And I said, I think Tom Waits and Aretha Franklin had a baby.
Oh, Tom Waits and Aretha Franklin, okay. Love child.
Love child.
And it's just terrific. I went out and bought the disc, and I just think it's really terrific. It's refreshing, and it's so unique, and like Alice was saying, it's really real.
Yeah.
Josh, that's wonderful. Thanks very much for calling. Alice, what about, here you are on a hip-hop mixtape, and you know, I can hear that. There's a kind of edge at the same time. You can lull, and you can be soft, you can sing, but there is an edge. How does hip-hop affect or influence your song?
Same as anybody else who grew up when it started.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of a part of it.
I can't exactly hear Aretha Franklin, for example, in the middle of a hip-hop mixtape, but I can hear you easily. There's a little bit of a twang, urban or Georgian, I'm not sure which, and always that little bit of edge. I guess it's where caller Josh gets Aretha and Tom Waits having you as their love child.
I don't know. It's just a part of it, just like everything else is a part of it. I think everything that when people ask me about how things influence me, I just think they're part of my consciousness, you know, because I listen to everything, and I really do have a really good retention. Mm-hmm. So I remember everything is
it's
like
all
sitting
in
the back. Yeah, it's all sitting back there, and and it all comes out.
Nina Simone gets brought up. Sade gets brought up.
Favorite.
Well,
I have a lot of favorites.
I'm reading here. Yeah, she loves it. I'm reading here you saying your uncle played you Bob Marley, your aunt Sade, another uncle James Brown.
Yeah.
And then you, Bon Jovi, Wham, and New Edition.
Right.
What's up?
Yeah, because I went to Georgetown Day School.
Okay. Okay.
And my family is a big family, so everybody has their stuff, their things, and their people that they love to listen to.
Your mom had you on piano lessons with Tchaikovsky and Chopin, and then you say on the, In From the Edges Country and Broadway and gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandma's 60-acre farm in Augusta, Georgia.
Mm.
What did that time mean to you when you were there? What, I guess
it
summers.
Just, I would say that it meant that I, you know, at my house it was just me and my parents, and at that house it was me and, like, you know, 10 other kids at a time, and other people also. And there was just a lot of space and freedom and encouragement to be yourself, and it's just really that whole idea of, you know, landscape and expansiveness. Mm-hmm. I think I started that there.
Washington, already a southern city in so many ways. Mm-hmm. You feel it the instant you go there from further north. But Georgia leans further south by a significant step. Mm. What about the I don't know, the cultural, the vocal effect of that on you coming up?
Which?
Georgia, Augusta.
Well, I didn't really see that much of Augusta when I was little. I stayed on the farm.
Still,
you were
in that sound. You were in that, that's the southern orbit for sure.
Yeah. And there, well, I think, you know, my uncles, I was just talking earlier, my uncles used to produce and kind of manage this gospel band, and they would rehearse in my grandma's basement.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the woman that was the singer, I hadn't thought that I wanted to be a singer, but I was like, oh, that's the voice. That's the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that had a big influence on me early.
Let's go to Tammy in Boston. Tammy, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is Tammy. I was just calling because I am a huge fan of Alice Smith, and I absolutely adore her sound. But my question is, what kind of keeps you going when, you know, the music business kind of plays you a tough card or is just giving you a rough time? I'll take my question off the air.
Oh, I don't know.
Not so rough. She's playing good venues, the Regatta Bar in Boston tonight, and you've been all over the place. But you said it earlier. You can't
hard.
Be so easily pigeonholed, and maybe
it's
that
hard.
Makes it hard sometimes.
It's hard.
What do you do with it?
People, I think, also in terms of that kind of environment, which is not necessarily, I'm not the best suited for that kind of structure. I think people that work in those environments have a hard time figuring out how to work with me, and it's hard for them to understand that's kind of how I work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's most people, you know, artists in a corporate environment, just, you know, it's just not always smooth and easy. But it's fine. I just kind of still do whatever I want. That's how I'd handle it. I just do it.
It's a good way to live, and keep doing it. It will come. Charleston, South Carolina. Shay, you're on the air with Alice Smith.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
I must admit, this morning was the first time I've heard you, and I am absolutely blown away.
Oh.
I probably haven't bought an album in 2 years because everyone kind of sounds the same nowadays.
Yeah.
And even some of the artists that I really liked when they first came out, like Nelly Furtado, has changed their sound to fit into that, to sell more albums, I guess.
Mm.
And it's, you know, it's a little
tiresome.
Disappointing. But you fit in. Everyone wants to keep talking about how they want to label you. You know, I grew up, I'm an African-American, listening to R&B and soul and everything. And my dad used to call James, what's his name? James Taylor, good white boy, you know. And now I'm sitting here, and I have my iPod, and it has Bjork and Old Crow Medicine Show and Nina Simone on it, and I can't wait to put you on it.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome,
really,
and I cannot wait for you to come to Charleston, South Carolina.
I've been there several times. I'll be back soon.
Eyes open,
well,
Shay.
I know to look for you.
Yeah.
So be on your iPod and in your town. Let's get another right here. Vish in Manchester, New Hampshire. Vish, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Alice. I must confess that your show, today is the first time I've heard of Alice Smith, but
great.
I had a question for Tom Loubet. I'm a huge fan of Tom Loubet and his band, The Citizens.
He's happy. He's happy, Vish.
Was ever a part of The Citizens? What? Did she ever sing for The Citizens?
Oh, no, she hasn't. That would be fun, but we've never done that.
But Alice, you've got a real band. I mean, your band really matters. You've got all kinds of things going on here, whether it's with Tom or not. You're not just almost a Broadway sound in some of your songs. Where the band really does make a huge difference. They're big in your music. Your cuts.
Yeah, I only travel with three guys.
Boy, they make a big sound.
Yeah, they make a big noise.
Hey,
sorry.
No, in a good way.
The best way.
We want to get a little more, but before our time runs down on us here, you've got an upcoming album, unnamed still, but coming out soon.
Oh yeah, unnamed definitely.
All right,
I'm gonna try not to do another Muppet song.
Right. No more questions about Kermit the next time around. But here's a track called Loyalty.
Yeah.
Tom LaBey again on the guitar. We'd love to hear it if you'll sing it.
Yes. I gave you all I had to give. My love, my time, I couldn't give the life I live. That can't be right, I never thought that this could be. For you and me, this is a fate I couldn't see. The song I'd never see. Don't take for granted my loyalty. Don't be so shady. We were friends, all right. Just moving down the line. Oh, you turned on me. Was it jealousy? Call me just to come be by your side. Don't be surprised if I don't run. Just to make it right, I think I just misunderstood. You couldn't be expected to do what you should. I know you never would. Don't take for granted my loyalty. Don't be so shady. We were friends, all right. Just moving down the line. Oh, you turned on me. Was it jealousy?
Smith sings Loyalty. It will be on her new album.
Yes. I'm not finished yet.
Okay, she's not finished, but when it comes, it will be there.
Sometime.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. You said you're a very emotional person.
Yes.
That you're a shy person, or were, or
yes,
have been.
Yes, I am.
Is this what we hear when a shy person speaks up? It's like a beautiful volcano. I mean, is your shyness somehow related to your singing?
Yes, probably. Because I can't talk to people.
But give her a microphone.
Yeah, give me a mic. probably. I think still waters run deep, you know. Quiet people have a lot inside.
Has it let you live differently to move into this part of your life as a singer where you can let it rip?
It kind of
open
came
up that
on the
bottle
side.
Let it all roar.
Yeah. I think probably. I mean, you know, in as much as my personality has something to do with where I am, yeah.
Well, it's just beautiful, and it's been a terrific pleasure to have you in
to
hear it in this week of a celebration on many fronts.
I've been celebrating a lot.
Good.
I'm sorry my voice is not as it would be, but
we
next time.
No apologies from Aretha or from you, Alice Smith. No apologies.
Well, that's true.
At all. And Tom LeBay, thank you so much for bringing your guitar in today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Wonderful to have both of you right here in Boston at the Regatta Bar right now. And then where are you off to, Alice?
To New York, to the High Line. Back to Philadelphia, to the Tin Angel, and then to Annapolis, Ramshead.
Wow. She is here. She's there. She's everywhere. Alice Smith. Just wonderful.
Thank you.
Just wonderful. The album, her first album, Grammy nominated for Lovers, Dreamers, and Me. Look for the next Out Before Too Long. We'll go out with Alice Smith's New Religion. Alice, thank you so much. Just
thank
wonderful
you so
to
much
have
for
you.
Having me. Thank
wonderful
you.
To have you. Listeners, you can continue the conversation and download the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. With Alice Smith and Tom LeBay, this is Tom Ashbrook with On Point. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.